your world news headquarters on the World Wide Web, it's time for your daily dose of sanity. This is the Maria Heller Show. Maria Heller is a published author, founder of the Universal Wheel, a lifestyle and philosophy based on our interconnectedness to all living things, a Reiki master, and delivers the news with spiritual views. How many intuitive news decoders, animal rights activists, and vegetarian broadcasters are there? Just one. Maria. Maria has provided independent news for a smart audience for over 14 years now at the Maria Heller Show, available at maria.net.
M-E-R-I-A.net.
And now, here is your host, the mouth that roars, Maria Heller.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. How's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Stars Are Us. And I can tell you, this is already shaping up. Just what's today, the 4th? Shaping up to be quite a wild month. I can see all the signs already. And of course, I've got my co-host, Joseph Anthony, already on the line with me. If you're not familiar with Joe's work, get over to planetswithin.com. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Maria.
How's tricks on your side of the street?
Like everyone else, waiting with anticipation. And this is going to be an interesting month, and I know we'll talk about that, but I'm just waiting for something significant to take place.
Well, it sure looks like they're lining up so many different things, it's hard to keep track of what story they're trying to cover up the most when I look at what's going on with Syria. I think it's got a lot to do with the NSA. I think it has even more to do with Fukushima. And, you know, that's what we need. We need yet another war with all the pollution and everything already in the air and water and land.
Absolutely. Well, as you know, and many of your listeners know, and fortunately people around the world know, that the powers that used to be are losing. They're losing their credibility. People are seeing right through the whole system and how it operates. And so they're trying to divert attention as much as possible and to continue to keep people in this fear mindset. But in reality, what's really happening, from my perspective and your perspective, I'm sure, is that we're awakening. We're beginning to feel something different. We're beginning to see the bigger picture. So no matter what they do, and you're absolutely right about Fukushima, that is a big issue. But I think we'll resolve that issue, over the next few months, and maybe with a little help from our friends up above. That's very possible as well. But they are trying everything possible to continue to divert the attention away from the change, the transformation, the loss of power, the loss of control. And this is very typical of these astrological alignments that I've been talking about and other astrologers have been talking about for several years now. How the entrenched powers that be will try and control as much as possible, but in the long run, they will lose. They will lose their power. The people will wake up to a certain extent, and there will be a new way of looking at the world or a new system that will be set in place. So whatever they're trying, it's a feeble attempt at trying to destroy the world.
Well, you know, what was interesting, I was reading an article yesterday that Brzezinski himself was interviewed, and Brzezinski said that the alternative media and social networking has wakened people up to where they're starting to understand politics, and that's what's causing the delay in us going into Syria.
Well, yeah, absolutely, but this is just one of the awakening processes. As you and I know, because we're spiritual teachers and advisors and so on, that there's something grander that's taking place here. And I can't just say it's just the astrology of it. It's more has to do with a cosmic alignment with the Mayans we're talking about, that every time that the universe or this galaxy goes through that 13th constellation, there seems to be a change of heart. There seems to be an awakening process. There seems to be a quest for more knowledge or wisdom or an awakening of some sort. So, yes, I would agree that people are awakening to politics, but they're also being hit in the pocket, especially here in the country, wondering what the heck is going on with the economy and the jobs and so on and so forth. So they're having to pay attention.
Right. Well, so, you have a lot of people, even in Congress. You know, Bernie Sanders this morning came out and said, you know, we can't afford another war when we're cutting food stamps and we have no health care and all the problems in America. But how can they say we have money for another war? So, you know, people are waking up to what the real problems are. And truthfully, I have to tell you this, Joe. What happens in Syria, as far as I'm concerned, is none of our business.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, it has to do with the oil there. It has to do with the country, you know, its banking system and who controls that region. And we know that. I mean, that general, what's his name, Wesley, came out a few years ago and basically said we were going to invade this country, that country, and so on over the next 5 years. And guess what? They're doing it.
Exactly. And that was Wesley Clark. Well, you know, it was good that this morning, Ellen Brown, I'm sure you know her for her work, Ellen wrote a great article taking a lead off Greg Palast's memo that he saw on Larry Summers and the IMF and the Federal Reserve. And she said, you know, this list of countries that Wesley Clark put out there are all countries that refuse the International Monetary Fund. So we need to look at that, too. So, you know, all of a sudden he's gassed his people. But, you know, according to what I read on Natural News, you know, the gas they're using is basically made out of fluoride, which is what they're gassing us with in our water every day.
And that's what I heard as well. But there's also another issue here that I'd like to bring up in that it's we know that it's not just going into this country and taking it over and so on and so forth. What about that other whistleblower from the World Bank? What's her name? Karen Hughes? I don't know how you pronounce it.
Hughes.
But she's come out now from the World Bank exposing how the scheme is being played at that level. So the big issue here is really the currency, the dollar, the around the world. People do not want it. We want to switch to, you know, a lot of other countries want to switch from the dollar to some other currency or some precious metal in order to continue trade. And this is the big concern for these politicians and these bankers. It's not about going in there and the nerve gas and who's spraying what, which we know is probably a false flag or was sort of created by our wonderful CIA, MI6, and all these other sneaky organizations.
Right.
But that's the big issue, is the currency. Everyone is seeing the game for what it is at that high level, that the monetary system is created out of thin air. It's circulated just to control the masses. So that is the bigger issue, and that's their big fear, is that it's going to collapse. They will lose all their power, and these independent countries will one by one leave the European Union and the IMF, and they won't need them anymore, and so on and so forth. And that's their biggest concern. So I think it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Right. Well, I got to ask you this on a more person-to-person level. A lot of people have been calling me this past week and saying, you know, what's going on? Everybody I know is crying. Everybody's an emotional basket case. Even if people are getting sick, you know, they find themselves weeping where they normally wouldn't. You know, I have my own ideas on that, you know, as a teacher of the medicine wheel. I said, first of all, if you think what's going on in Fukushima isn't enough to feel it in your soul and crying for all the death that it's creating in the ocean and everywhere else, you're wrong. I said, plus we living in, you know, it's a cycle of fear. And you can't escape it even if you don't want to know about it. And then I thought about the fires in Yosemite. You know, when those fires started and they're trying to save those sequoias, I got to tell you, Joe, I went into such a serious anger for 3 days. It just felt like anger raging through my body. And I know that I have such a connection to the earth, especially trees, that it was probably me feeling that because we are interdependent on all these other species. You know, we're not separate from them, even though we think we are.
Well, first, you're absolutely right. We are feeling the growing pains or the transformational pains of the planet, of the animals that are dying, the transformation of nature, Mother Earth, Gaia, whatever you want to call it. We are feeling this because all this energy that's coming in, Maria, and you know this, and I'm sure your listeners know this, we're becoming more sensitive, and even the planets are indicating this. We've got Saturn in Scorpio, highly sensitive planet. We've got Jupiter in Cancer, which is extremely sensitive, and we've got Neptune in Pisces, which is very compassionate. These three planets are increasing our sensitivity symbolically. So we're feeling everything. And yes, we are connected on this matrix, on this divine matrix. Anybody that studies quantum physics or realizes the science behind our reality cannot help to come to the conclusion that we're all connected in some way. So yes, we are feeling this. We are becoming more sensitive and aware of the connection of our neighbors and people around us, the animals, the trees, whatever. It is absolutely taking place for sure, and it will only continue. But we are in a process of birthing.
Right.
And this is the thing that I get, is it's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Because along with this energy coming in, our will has to be incorporated in this. Do we want to change? Do we want to change the world? Do we want to change the planet? It's no longer set in stone that this has got to happen this way. You see, we have to begin to initiate and participate within the transformation.
Absolutely.
So, the emotions, let them out and feel them and realize what we're doing to ourselves, you know. Anyone that's had a near-death experience, when they go through that tunnel, like Denyon Brinkley talked about, he immediately connected with everything. He realized he was connected to everything, and he experienced everything simultaneously. So it is real. It happens. So this is what we're going through. We're going through a birthing cycle. Mm-hmm. And this is a cycle that will continue all the way until next year. It's not just going to end on, it's not going to just stop tomorrow and say, oh, everything's peachy keen. No, it's going to continue. And it'll continue into a little bit into 2015 and maybe a little bit more in 16. But after 16, it starts to feel different. We start to sense the world in a different way, and we're more compassionate or more understanding.
Right.
Especially after 2018.
Well, you would think with all the problems on this planet, especially I would say the biggest one currently is Fukushima, that all nations would put all their bullshit aside and say, okay, I can't understand, Joe, why every country on Earth isn't addressing Fukushima and trying to stop that. You know,
well,
to me, that's the most important thing we should be doing.
And I agree with you, but of course, you know, there's obstacles in the way.
Of course.
The families that run the world and control them probably threatened these other countries. Don't you dare go over there. We don't want anything to do with you. You know, if you go there and help them, we're going to destroy. I mean, the stuff that I've been hearing about Japan and what led up to these earthquakes and this disaster, you know, some say it's a natural disaster with the earthquakes. Some others say it wasn't a natural disaster. It was a focused energy, some sort of energy device. I don't know what to believe, but all I know is that this is something that other countries are either afraid to go near because of the political ramifications or, the monetary ramifications, or Japan just doesn't want people to come in there and see how bad it really is because of their pride and their, you know, they have a lot of sort of respect for culture and shame is very important in that culture. So maybe they don't want these countries to come in and interfere.
Mm.
You know, it's our disaster, we'll clean it up type of mentality.
But they've made it very clear to the rest of the world that they haven't got a clue how to clear it up.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So maybe it's a population control thing.
Yes, we have to factor that in without a doubt.
Right. Well, when Obama wanted to go hit Syria last week, all of a sudden he was going to wait for Congress, which would give him 9 days, which would bring us to September 9th. So I'm like, And he's talking about a 2-day strike. I said, And I wonder if September 11th is the day that they want to use for all the Illuminati reasons behind that number.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we talked about it on one of our other shows. I think it was in July. I said that Obama was going to have a tough time in the next few months. And here we are. You know, he's having a tough time. And as far as, these dates that are coming up, there's something that's taking place. Now, astrologically, there is a lot of buildup leading up to 9/11. Okay? We have this new moon that's happening tomorrow on the 5th. Which is a very positive new moon, but as soon as that fades over the next couple of days, we do have some rough alignments that are coming into place, like Mars and Leo squaring Saturn and Scorpio and so on. But leading up to 9/11, you're absolutely right. They love to use target dates and dates where there's a lot of energy, where they could maximize the effect of fear and hesitation. Getting back to Obama, I mean, this man, how do I put this? Like I said, I have a little sympathy for him, and a disdain for him at the same time. Now, I don't hate anybody, but, you know, he's in a position where he has to talk for the rest of these people that run the world, the oligarchy, okay? Mm. And he looks like a total fool right now. The entire world knows it. He's worse than Jimmy Carter.
Right.
He no credibility. He doesn't know what he's doing. His administration doesn't know what it's doing, and so on and so forth. So on the one hand, he put himself in this position, or he got himself into this position. The same powers behind the scene don't know what to do. They are at a standstill because now Russia has stepped in, and Russia has become aggressive because they see an opportunity here to stop this banking cartel that's been spreading like wildfire over the last 30 to 40, 50 years.
Uh-huh.
So they see an opportunity for change. I personally don't think we're going to strike Syria or we're going to go to war with Syria. And I've said that before. I do not see that. What my scenario is that concerns me a little bit more is something of a false flag in this country because they think they could do that here easier.
Right.
See? Now, I think I sent you an article last night about some movement of devices and nuclear weapons and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's speculation by someone else that was talking about the same thing. Look for a false flag because that's their last case scenario. They can't take us to war. Look for a false flag.
Right, and blame it on Syria, of course.
Exactly. Blame it on somebody else so we could, you know, intervene in something. But I got to tell you, Maria, even if they do something like that, the Boston bombing is a perfect example of how people are aware, and I mean those that really know what's going on, not sort of the masses that are just reacting hysterically, but those of us that know what's going on know what's happening. And they're losing more and more credibility. I know mainstream media has lost all of its credibility, so no one's really buying into that crap anymore. But look for this month, around 9/11, something that comes up or mysterious or, you know, something significant. Or it could be something actually beneficial. You know, I've been saying this all along. It could be something good, which would be in my what I'd love to see is a fleet of a fleet of UFOs over the United States.
Yeah, that would be pretty good.
Not ours. I mean, the ones from other planets.
Right. Well, you know, maybe it's going to shake out that Russia ends up being the good guy and not the United States. You know, since we're Americans, we've been brainwashed to think that we're it. But maybe we've been, the more I study our foreign policy, the more I realize we've been the bad guy on the planet most of the time. So, you know, when Putin's making more sense than Obama, you know, you got to look at that and say, is Russia going to end up being the good guy in this whole situation? Because I got to tell you, I'm not as convinced that we're not going to hit Syria as you are. You know, he's got, you know, the leaders, you know, the speakers of the House are on his side. You know, they were, you know, even though they're playing, you know, poker, video poker like John McCain during the should we go to war with Syria meeting, they're sitting there playing poker. It almost seems to me like it's a done deal and he's just doing this to look better than Bush because Bush didn't consult Congress first. But, you know, knowing we have got 5 warships in the area already. And we says shot off a missile this week in the Mediterranean with Israel. You know, for whatever reason, you know, I got to tell you, I'm not optimistic. I was a little optimistic when we created a little stall for them. But, you know, these people, they never seem to lose sight of their plan. And, you know, as Wesley Clark said, here's the countries. You know, of course, nobody wanted to listen to him. But now that's exactly how it's playing out.
Exactly. But I'm basically, you know, the energy is in play for something to take place. But I'm sticking to the intuitive side of my, my prediction here. I could be wrong. I don't know. But I'm just saying, I feel like we're not going to strike Syria. There's going to be some understanding. But again, I have to bring this one up because it's, whether it's real or not, did you see that UFO, video over Syria?
I saw some of it. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay, it's about 2 minutes long, and here in the background is hovering this black UFO. Now, I personally think it's one of ours, to be honest with you, but I could be wrong. But what I'm saying is that there is stuff going on behind the scenes that seems to make no sense whatsoever. In other words, everywhere they turn, these powers that used to be, they are being met with obstacles, whether they're political, whether they're military, other countries are telling them no, or we have help from above. Now, you know, I don't want to sound like some sort of kook, but the evidence is overwhelming right now that we may have actual help from up above.
Hey, I hope you're right. I certainly hope you're right. I don't even care if they come in like Mars Attack and just end it all. It's like, come on. So how much more of this do I have to cover, Lord? You know, I keep saying to myself, I haven't taken a vacation like a year and a half just to take a sanity break. But the news is so crazy. There's no way I can take off. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely. Like, you know, the one day I don't show up for work, we'll have another 9/11.
Well, I personally don't, you know, whatever they do or they don't do, I think it's going to be squashed or it's going to be intervened very quickly.
I hope so.
Or the alternative media will be all over it. But the good news here, there's also more good news. The fact that these insiders in the military or connected to the military, like what's his name, Jack Keane from the, he had an article in the New York Times, I heard. He was the former chief of staff. He's even saying, you know, there's something going on behind the scenes. We do not need to go to war. There's a false flag that's being, put out there, including some of these other people. I mean, Rand Paul been talking about false flag, and even, what's his name, Pat Buchanan has been talking about, look for a false flag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are starting to see the patterns. So what I'm suggesting here is they're getting cornered. They're like rats. They're being cornered. And they don't know which way to turn. Do we cause another massive destruction somewhere? Do we collapse the financial system and cause mass panic and fear? You know, they're thinking of everything. But this is the month to watch for sure, around 9/11. And again, I say around 9/24 when Saturn and the North Node conjunct. And that's a significant alignment that shows something significant or an awareness or some sort of attention to our future that takes place. So maybe nothing will happen. That would be even better. But I'm just saying these are the time frames to watch where something of significance takes place. And maybe it's just in the ethereal field, you know, the ethereal field where there's energy taking place. So the sun goes into some sort of phase change or whatnot. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be destructive is what I'm saying. It could be.
Right.
It's indicating that.
Now you talked about a little in your last newsletter about the Grand Cross, which everybody's been feeling. Is that, you think, part of the weeping going on out there?
Oh, well, absolutely. The planets that are involved here, like I said earlier, Jupiter in Cancer. Cancers are very sensitive, very emotional. Saturn in Scorpio, which is transforming, governments and organizations and agencies, and Neptune in Pisces. They're in a trine right now, okay? So there's one aspect of it. What the Grand Cross and the T-square that's been taking place is between Pluto, Uranus, and Jupiter. So imagine a T between these three. This is the underlying fear, hesitation, feeling, you know, things are changing, uncertainty, destruction, psychological change. That's the T-square is causing that. And as we go into September, especially the second half of September, the Grand Cross gets reactivated again by planets going into Libra. Okay, so imagine now a giant cross, if you will. And that's what I wrote in the newsletter, or I said this somewhere else, that the term, I think that's where the term a heavy cross to bear comes from, is when these four planets align in a cross. And it's a heaviness, it's a weight that we're feeling, you see?
Uh-huh.
So this will continue. This pattern will continue all the way into the end of the year and again into an early part of next year. So what I'm saying is we're not out of this yet. Yes, it feels heavy. We will continue to go through this. But instinctively, intuitively, what I get is when we get out of this, which is, again, sometime 2016 or so, where the alignments will dissipate and we won't have the heaviness anymore, we will be in a better place of appreciation, of awareness, of just feeling more compassionate, alive, in a sense. And it's not going to be about money. It's not going to be about, you know, anything else. It's just going to we're going to realize our connection to everything.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and I know it sounds like a utopian society, but I'm telling you, this is what's coming. Because there are too many teachers, healers, psychics and so on are getting the same messages, that it's not doom and gloom, that it's not destruction, that it is an awakening process that we're going to feel and anticipate and appreciate. So,
well, one thing I think everybody is going to agree upon is we can't continue the way we're going.
Oh, without a doubt. And it's actually pretty simple in my view. The first thing you do is you get rid of the power structures and the banking cartel families, okay? And you go to a system or a new monetary system that's more fair, that's backed by some precious metal or some guarantee of some form, whether it may be used against land or whatever, I don't know. But, you know, somebody figures out a system that says this is going to be more fair. Mm-hmm. And this is the way it is. And number two, you put in place that no family, country, or group or organization could control it. And that's why I love Bitcoin, because no one could control it.
All right, but they're just always working on trying to find a way to stop it.
Oh, I'm sure. But, you know, if the main countries and the main, you know, players come into effect and say, this is how it's going to be. We're going to, you know, put together an accord or something that says this is how we're going to run the world and this is how the monetary system is going to work. All right. There's going to be checks and balances in here, and there's going to be a majority needing to vote in order to print more money or to create more currency or something in place. But first, we have to get rid of these families in one way or another, whether they go to jail or they lose all their wealth. I don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, that's number one. Number two that has to happen, and this is a big one. Technology that has been suppressed has to be released.
Right. Okay? I agree.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do. Now, this month we're coming up to, what is it, the 19th, the full moon in Pisces?
Mm-hmm.
So what's that going to be like?
Well, again, anytime we have a full moon, especially in Pisces, there's a sense of compassion. There's a sense of feeling. There's a sense of wanting to connect. There's this, you know, just a mystery of life, a longing for higher purpose, a divine connection. There is also a lot of creativity with the Pisces moon, Maria. Mm-hmm. So this moon is a very compassionate new moon, full moon, excuse me. And we're going to become more sensitive. This entire month, the sensitivity just is going to be off the charts.
Oh, boy. Okay. I feel sorry for all the water signs out there. That means they're going to be a bigger basket case than usual.
Exactly. For all you water signs, the best thing to do is to be in water or near water or be close to family, because that is going to bring you the safety and security.
Right.
You see?
Uh-huh.
So that's – but this is going to be a very interesting month, without a doubt. Whatever happens – I think this is such a significant month that I'm anticipating, I'm waiting, I want to see what happens. I think something good will come out of this month, one way or another. And so the planets are definitely showing me that there is some sort of destiny involved in this month, especially because of the North Node. The North Node, and that's the moon's North Node, it's an imaginary line crossing the ecliptic. It shows us what our destiny is, or what direction we're going in. And when Saturn, which is a sign of karma, aligns with the North Node, we feel destined in some way. You see, this is why it's so important to really pay attention to this month.
Oh, well, so, I'll be paying attention. I mean, I've been feeling for a while that a change is coming, a big change, and not just globally, but also even in my own work. And I just feel like I'm just waiting for the call. Do you know what I mean? Just waiting for the call, because I'm like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for something new. What do you got? But I've been feeling that probably more so in the past 2 weeks. You know, once that big ugly anger stage left, I've been having an extremely odd sense of calm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for me, it's very odd. Believe me. I'm like, okay, I don't care anymore. I'm just going to enjoy my life. Calm, that kind of crazy calm. Anyway, Joe, we're going to go to a short break. So, of course, I'm going to tell my listeners to stay with us. We'll be back in a minute, and hang in there.
You're sitting there loving this show. Maria is in her 14th year on the net. Soon, the Maria Heller Show will be heard on David Icke's new network, The People's Voice. Maria's free show is available on site weekly and on Gary Knoll's network each Sunday at www.prn.fm. To really complete your learning experience and have a sense of belonging, be sure to subscribe to Maria's daily shows at maria.net. That's M-E-R-I-A.net. 4 shows a week. Make it a win-win situation. You get to support Real Truth in Media and get educated at the same time. All shows are still commercial-free, so 1 hour of talk is like getting 3 hours of radio. Subscribe now. Now back to this fantastic show.
Okay, and for all my listeners, a big thank you for supporting my work. Some of you have been here the whole 14 years. I feel like I know you guys personally. But these are the times where you have to convince your family and friends that it's time. They can no longer afford not to subscribe to this show. Because while we're about to rock through over the next year or two, the only place they're going to get real truth without all the screaming and fear-mongering is going to be right here. Okay, so Stars Are Us, Joe Anthony. Joe, we kind of gave a look at the month so far. How about we take a look at the personal horoscopes?
Sure, absolutely. And by the way, if anybody wants to read my horoscopes each month, just go to my website, planetswithin.com or josephpanthony.com and sign up for the free newsletter. And I'll send you these each month to give you an overview of what's going on. So,
all right, and they're always great. I read it as soon as I get it. I'm like, okay. And I read all three. I read Libra, Sag, and Capricorn just to get a good picture.
There you go. All right, let's start off with Aries. I mean, Aries, what can I say? This is a month where you're focusing on work and health. And so things have improved for you guys quite a bit because your willingness to participate and your willingness to try new things. The new moon is going to be activated in Virgo on the 5th, and it's also affecting your 6th house of work. So things are moving in your direction, Aries. Finally, things are taking hold for you guys. So the full moon on the 19th, though, has more to do with your spirit and spirituality, time to be patient, plan behind the scenes, and so on. But as these planets move into Libra, the second half of the month, this should be a great time for you in socializing and getting out there, and romance is definitely going to be in the air even more, but your focus will primarily be on work and health, so go for it. Taurus, okay. This month is all about creative self-expression for you guys as we go through Virgo, which is going through your 5th house, being realistic about your creativity, moving forward with new opportunities, meeting new people, being engaged in activities that involve children. These are all being highlighted as well. Job satisfaction. Venus is going through Libra right now, the first half of the month in your 6th house, so there's a focus on health that's taking place, exercising, working out. I know I've been working out more.
Good for you. Good for you, Joe.
And so the second half of the month when planets start going into Libra and then Venus goes into Scorpio, the attention shifts again into relationships. Now with the North Node and Saturn conjuncting in Scorpio, this is a major alignment, Taurus, so look for somebody or something significant that comes your way that could really open your eyes to meaningful opportunity. So pay attention, Taurus. This could be a very interesting month. Geminis, what can I say? Virgo is, when things transit through Virgo, it's not exactly the best time for Geminis because it's activating your 4th house of foundation. So you may find yourself very scattered at home or feeling more emotional than normal. So this new moon on Virgo on the 5th falls into your 4th house, so there's a desire to move or redecorate or do something within the home, maybe changing your health habits and so on and so forth. This lunation is going to be very favorably aspected, so be careful of unrealistic expectations is what I wrote in the newsletter. So I want you to really just get in touch with your feelings and emotions. Especially the first half. The second half, you're feeling more optimistic and you're up for a lot more play. There's a lot more socializing. Romance is being highlighted again. So I want you guys to just not overdo it the first half, but the second half now, become more aware of your creative side and your interaction with others. Okay? And relationships become a major priority the second half of the month. So really take a look at your life, your career, and what you don't want, and get rid of what you don't want and stick to what you do want. Cancer. What can I say, Cancer? You guys are on an amazing journey this year or so. You know, you're doing things out of the ordinary. Maria, didn't you say your son, did your son get married or something like that?
No, but he's getting closer to it.
Okay, and he's a Cancer, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. So Cancerian. Yeah. He's a triple Cancer, Joe.
Oh, my goodness.
Right. Okay. He's like a basket case waiting to cry.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is another active month for Cancers. You know, they're excited about something. And that's what Jupiter in Cancer is doing for them. And with the new moon in Virgo, they're just feeling the need to communicate more. And their energy level is going up. So you Cancers, you really got a lot of energy. Your mind is focused on a bunch of different things because it's activating your third house of communication. Uh-huh. So you're shifting it to high gear. So your minds are on overload. So I want you guys to be patient or try and really contain some of the excitement that you guys are having. Meditation would be great. Hanging out by water would be fantastic. So what you have here is a month where the first half of the month you're really excited about change and moving forward. But at the same time, you have there maybe this uncertainty with this grand cross coming in going, oh, what the hell am I doing now? Where am I going? Am I making the right decision? You know, because of the Libra energy that's coming in, there may be some more indecisiveness. So just be patient. It's a cycle. We got to get through it. Next month, when everything goes into Scorpio, will be much more beneficial. Make your decisions then, especially before the Mercury retrograde on the 21st of October. Okay? Let's see. Leo, your attention will be drawn to money-making opportunities as the sun illuminates your second house of finance. Leo, what can I say? If you're in a business or you're at a job, this is a great time to get a raise. This is a great time to do some sort of financial transaction or investing in the markets and so on and so forth. This entire month is beneficial for you guys to increase your wealth, to find new investment opportunities. It's just going to be a great time for it. Although at the same time, with Jupiter in Cancer going through your 12th house, you're really learning about the spiritual side of your being. And so don't forget to take that time out this month to meditate, to appreciate, and just realize that you're more than just your money and what you have and what you don't have. And it's a very spiritual month for you guys, and a more of a happier month, I would say. Try to keep the worrying down because there is that possibility when things go through Virgo. Mm-hmm. As soon as things move into Libra, the second half of the month, you will definitely be feeling more of a need to be around others, and the socializing aspect of your life goes up quite a bit. So there just may be a little concern around around the 19th with finances because of the full moon. It brings attention to something to do with money or investments. Not to worry. It'll pass. It's just a cycle. But anyway, this is a very spiritual and money-making month for you guys, Leo.
That's great for Leos.
Yeah, exactly. Virgo, what can I say? You got planets going through your sign right now, the sun, Mercury. This is an opportunity filled month. I know quite a few of my Virgo clients are like, I've got options. I don't know which way to turn. What should I do? And then they start to panic. Virgos, this is a great month for opportunity. Don't trust your instinct. What's the first feeling you get when it comes to these opportunities? Which one feels better to you? Don't overanalyze. Okay? I know it's going to be hard, and you'll find a way to make the right decision. But expressing yourself is very important this month. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to be a little awkward because you're feeling excited, but at the same time, Virgo the Virgin doesn't like to express itself unless it has to, you see? But you've got planets in your first house, so this is really saying, I need to assert myself, I need to tell people what I want. I need to go after what I want. So that's the key this month, is for you to go after what you want. Because the second, and with the new moon in your sign, it's very beneficial too. You feel like there's a rebirth taking place. The second half of the month, when planets start going into Libra, this is all about your money, your wealth, your investments, your values. So I want you to pay close attention the second half of the month. Don't overreact because of the grand cross that's coming into effect, but make the decision that you need to make about an opportunity. And move forward and remember that you're going through an educational period. And so you're learning how to change. You're learning how to navigate the astrological waters, if you will. All right, Libra, what do we got? Well, this is going to be a tricky month for you, Libras, the first half at least, because the full moon in Virgo takes place in your 12th house, which is the spirit house, which is the transcendent house, which is the house where we want to just lay low and keep quiet and reflect and, you know, we go inward. So the first half of this month, there's a feeling of wanting to just have more peace and quiet. And this applies to you too, Maria, because I believe you have a Libra rising. So we're becoming more sensitive. And so we want to just be patient. We're feeling more compassion. We're feeling the sensitivity, this first half of the month. And so the second half of the month is where we really start to blossom or come out of our sleepiness, if you will. Now, right away, as soon as the planets go into this alignment, Libra is one of the four signs that are in this mix, in this grand cross. It's Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. These are the four signs. If you have these in your chart and they're very predominant, it will absolutely activate the grand cross. So you'll absolutely feel the heaviness of this grand cross, Libras, Aries, Capricorn, and Cancers. But again, I want you to realize it's not you. It's not you. You should not take it personally. You just realize we're under some sort of energy shift. So this month, I want you to go after your opportunities towards the end of the month. It'll be much more beneficial for you after the 24th of this month to go ahead with your plans, okay? Scorpio, what can I say? You're going to feel destined this month. For sure, especially the second half when planets go into Scorpio. You already have Saturn in Scorpio. It's going to conjunct the North Node starting around the 17th, but it won't be exact until about the 24th. So there is definitely something coming up for you, Scorpios, that says, aha, I need to do this. This is my destiny. This is my purpose. So look for some sort of major awareness, revelation of some sort. The first half of the month with things going through Virgo, still beneficial. You're still thinking about the future and how you can make the best of it. And you're looking for opportunities on the horizon. And you're filled with big ideas. So please write them down, okay? This could be beneficial for you down the road sometime. So this month is really all about looking for new opportunities and feeling destined. Sagittarius, here we go, Maria.
Oh, boy. Hip, hip, hooray. Now, oh, boy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as planets go through Virgo, that's a square to Saturn, to Sagittarius. So what we have here is focusing on career. This month, the first half of the month is really all about focusing on career. As I wrote in my newsletter, detail-oriented Virgo transiting through your 10th house of profession is going to draw complete attention to career, Sagittarius. So make it a productive month. The best you can. I know you'll be busy, Maria. I'm sure other Sagittarians will be busy.
Good.
Okay.
I use busy. I like busy.
Exactly. Keeps our mind off other things.
Keeps me out of trouble.
Exactly. Now, the other thing is your ruler, Pluto, is making a powerful alignment with the sun and the moon conjunction this month. Okay. So there's going to be an element of sort of support or not curiosity, but enthusiasm this month. Okay, so especially when the Grand Cross gets reactivated again by Mercury and the Sun the second half of the month. So look for more excitement or more passion or a need to interact with more people in work or work-related issues, all right? And whatever happens, Maria, whether it's good or bad this month, I think it'll just elevate all of us to, hey, look at this. Look at what's happening here. Okay, we need to pay attention here. This is what's going on.
Right.
There may be that level of just wanting to just share with everyone, you see. So very favorable towards the second half of the month, okay, when there's a wonderful alignment between Venus and your ruler, Jupiter. And this could be very delightful. So look for opportunities. If you get invited to parties, Maria, go for it. You never know who you might meet. You might meet some interesting people. So
All right, keep my ears open.
Take advantage of it.
I'll keep my ears open.
Exactly. The second half here, Capricorn, let's see. Maria, this also pertains to you. Capricorn, significant choices are the theme this month for you Capricorns. And I say that because we have the new moon in Virgo, and this is activating your ninth house of big ideas. And this is you trying to figure out where to go with your future and your career. But the activation of the Grand Cross again will give you several choices to make where you have to make a decision. Okay, it's kind of like the Virgo thing.
Right.
Make a decision. And there may be a little frustration that sets in, unfortunately, because as soon as the Sun and Mercury go into Libra, they begin to square, and they begin Pluto and Capricorn, and they begin to square, you know, Jupiter. So there's going to be feeling this, this wanting to do something, but not quite sure what's going on. I say this month, Maria, embrace more of the Sagittarian in you, okay?
I will. I'll try to dance around my living room.
There you go. But anyway, the North Node conjuncting Saturn, which is the ruler of Capricorn on the 17th, will be very important. And like I said, there's going to be a major decision that needs to be made. It may even drastically alter one's life perspective and future. So Capricorns, I want you to really pay attention to the decisions you make as we get closer to the middle of the month, okay? And remember, it's not good or bad. It's just an experience. You need to experience right. that decision and that choice and just go after it.
Right.
All right, where are we? Aquarius. All right. This is a very karmic month for you guys, Aquarius, especially having to do with relationships, okay? So I want you guys, because the North Node and Saturn are going to be conjunct in Scorpio, which is your 10th house of career, but the other alignments that are taking place have to do with relationships of all kinds, especially business, professional. There's an element of karma here. So don't be surprised as you hear from exes from the past and just wanting to resolve some sort of karma. You got Jupiter in Cancer that's really also bringing back the past. And so at the same time, you're focusing on your future, maybe even a career decision that needs to be made around the 22nd, 24th. I want you to really pay attention to that. The second half of the month, when the planets start shifting, there is going to be more attention being brought to your money, your finances, and look for opportunities again. But there is going to be that feeling that I feel destined, again, as I'm saying for all the signs, feeling this destiny or to go in a new direction. There is definitely going to be issues at work that that have become very important with Venus going into Scorpio. Okay, and that's on the layout 9/11. So this will highlight your career. Look for an advancement, maybe an opportunity to move forward, or a new job opportunity, or a new way to make money. I would say pay attention to that. But it is all about relationships and paying attention to relationships and making career choices that involve advancement of some sort. And last but not least, Maria, we have Pisces. Mm-hmm. This is a month where your seventh house of relationships is being lit up like a Christmas tree. And so your focus primarily turns to all kinds of relationships. But it's also going to be very favorably aligned to Jupiter and Saturn. So I want you to just pay attention to any relationship that you get yourself into, personal or otherwise, that's going to be very significant. And there's going to be a visionary feel for you guys this month, like most other signs, but you guys will feel it even more. You may have dreams that are very vivid, and just they're going to seem very magical to you, especially the second half of the month. So make sure you get yourselves grounded and not go too far off at the la-la land.
Right.
Because the energy is going to feel like that. Like, oh, look at the shiny lights. Look at the pretty
right.
doors and so on and so forth.
Right. Oops, so, those shiny lights were a train.
Exactly. Kidding. So there you have it, Maria. There's the overview.
Yeah, that's a whole lot. Sounds like on a personal level, it's going to be pretty interesting for everybody. In a different way, you know, which is always cool. I love listening to that because, you know, for my close friends and family, you know, I know all their signs. So listening to that kind of gives me a heads up on what to expect from them this month. I was hoping Maureen would have said, here's a nice deep hole you can go hide out in for the month of September. But I guess I missed out on that one. But, you know, and for people out there, I mean, you say Pisces got a lot of relationship stuff coming up. You know, I'm going to do a shameless plug here. You know, my book on relationships is getting the best reviews at anything I've ever written, and it's such a simple little book. But if you're in a relationship of any kind, not just a love relationship, it really is changing people's lives. Joe, I'm hearing people say, I read your book once and I'm so much happier. I'm living my life the way I want. So once again, I say, I just feel like sometimes, you know, even when people have a consultation with me, and you probably notice the same, they really just want permission to live life the way they want. because they're so tied into their programming that they need somebody to say, hey, you know what? It's okay to be happy.
Yep. And I tell most of my clients, I tell them the one thing that I get through to them, is that we're having an experience. Okay. If you're in a relationship, you're experiencing what you need to experience.
Exactly. So, whether you like it or not, I try to explain that to couples. You know, if this guy, person's being a bastard to you, I said, imagine how high a soul he or she is to have volunteered to teach you this lesson.
Exactly.
On a soul level, who would want to choose to be the bad guy? You know, I want to, when I'm off this planet, I want to have a talk with the soul, if there is one, of George W. and maybe Obama too, and say, what the hell were you guys thinking?
Yeah, well, I'd like to go up higher on that chain.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's never ending, but, I'm hoping they'll be in cages when we get to interview them.
Exactly. That would be nice.
That would be nice. It would be very nice. A little traveling circus. A little circus of losers and morons. Joe, earlier we were talking about so many other things this month, but I know you wanted to touch on money and investments. You know, all of a sudden Raytheon's stock went up, tremendously the other day, just on the talk of hitting Syria.
Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we had Monsanto's stock plummeting and people getting out of that.
Yeah, that's great.
Company. You know, I say good.
Well, I mean, if anybody's poisoning their own people, I would say that's what's happening here in America through Monsanto, vaccines, chemtrails, genetically modified food, fluoride in our water. You know, why don't we drone strike the United States?
Exactly. Well, the thing is, Venus is going into Scorpio. We'll have Saturn in Scorpio and then the North Node in Scorpio starting on 9/11. So what I wanted to say is that keep an eye on the markets. See how the markets are reacting, because these all highlight finances. Mm-hmm. All these, Scorpio highlights finances and money and other people's money. So look for something to do with money or the monetary system again, or something to do with the Fed or the International Monetary Fund. Something is going to be implemented or suggested or talked about that is related to stocks, bonds, and the finance and currency. So that was one other aspect that I forgot to mention earlier that will be highlighted as well.
Right.
Financial aspect of it. So, but it definitely seems to be that. But whatever happens, I'm like you, bring it on, whatever
it is. I'm like, finish it already, one way or the other. I'm like, I don't want to work this on anymore. I'm tired, Lord. I'm like, whatever, let it be Mars Attack. It could be Independence Day. I don't really care. Any one of those movies will work. It's like some days just feel way longer than others.
Well, I would love to see them take over the entire national worldwide broadcast system and just channel some sort of message.
Yeah, like, wake up, stupid. Wake up, stupid.
Exactly.
Now you know why we don't want to land. When are you guys going to get your shit together? Should we say your shift together?
Right, exactly.
But, well, I guess we'll have to stay tuned and see what happens between this month and next. Do you ever take a quick little look at Obama's astrology?
No, not really. I don't focus primarily on him. I know he's a Leo, and basically he's being challenged right now in his belief system, but I don't think the man has a belief system. I think he's been put in place, and he's been told what to do his entire life. He's an empty suit.
Right. Well,
so
I think a lot of
really
people
don't want to... look at somebody who I really see as an empty suit.
That's true. We don't even have any proof of a birth certificate.
Right.
For all we know, he could have been hatched. Do you know what I mean?
Created somewhere or somehow.
He could have been created in a lab, for all we know.
You know, in all this talk about impeachment, you never know. There might be some hearings on impeachment.
If they're going to impeach him, they might as well toss in, they got to go back to Bush, too. That guy can't just be free to walk the streets.
Well, you heard how he went to Obama to get pardoned for going to war in Iraq. Remember that?
I know. I posted it all over the place. All right, Joe. Well, that's our time for today. So I guess we'll take a look-see between now and next month.
Sounds good.
All right. You take care, Joe. I'll talk with you soon.
Bye.
Joe Anthony, check out his work, planetswithin.com. Tomorrow I'll be back with the news, so you're going to want to stay tuned. And nobody's going to deliver it as honestly as I will. So thanks for supporting the show, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net
often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information, all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.